Happy New Year, everybody, and welcome to episode 68.
It's time for Road Trekking, the podcast. Traveling North America in a small motor home. Exploring, camping, boondocking, embracing the RV lifestyle. And sharing tips and where to go and how to keep things running right. Here's award-winning journalist Mike Wendland and his network of road trekking reporters.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the last episode of 2015. Happy New Year. I'm Mike Wendland, and this is Road Trekking, the RV podcast. Whether you have a great big Class A motorhome, maybe a smaller one like the Class B Jennifer and I travel in, or a fifth wheel, a pop-up, a trailer, even if you dry camp out of your car or tent and are just thinking about getting an RV, well, this is for you. We talk about being out there, enjoying God's creation, meeting interesting people, finding great campsites, exploring the countryside, and sharing tips on keeping our RVs running right and using the right gear and tech to enhance our camping experience. That's what Road Trekking the Podcast is all about, the RV lifestyle. Hey, this episode of Road Trekking the RV Podcast is brought to you by Van City RV in St. Louis, Missouri, and their partner dealerships Creston RV in Kalispell, Montana, and Wagon Trail RV in Las Vegas, bringing you the largest inventory of Class Bs from three locations. By Aldi, A-L-D-E, the only name you need to know when choosing a heating system for your RV. And Leisure Time RV, a family-owned dealership in Central Florida. Your vacation starts at Leisure Time RV. Well, Happy New Year, everyone. This edition being released on December 30th, 2015. Next week will be our first edition of 2016. Amazing how fast the time goes by. Speaking of which, we're going to talk about time in one sense today. The main focus a little bit later on in the program, retirement. Is it all that it is cracked up to be? There's a brand new study out that says, yes, it is, that retirement makes most people happier and surprisingly healthier. We'll talk about that, and you'll hear from a bunch of RVers who would add that RVing in retirement also makes you the happiest. Plus, of course, tips, some leisure information about where to go and how to enjoy your RV travel. We've got listener feedback and questions. And, of course, my lifelong traveling companion and my bride, Jennifer. Hello, my dear. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Mike.
We start our fifth year of RVing in just a couple days.
Wow.
Hey, got any New Year resolutions for our RV travels this year?
I always have. It's kind of the same one, to eat healthy, to eat better.
Yeah.
It's hard when I'm with you.
Well, you know, I write about this all the time as if we've mastered it, but there is this feeling that you're on vacation when you're out there and that nothing counts, that you can kind of go away from the routine. Well, that becomes the routine, right?
Well, you know, you and I like to eat differently, different foods. And like today, I bought a lunch, or I fixed a lunch that I knew you would like.
It was a sandwich, some ham and some cheese, some salami. Some nice fresh bread. It was a great sandwich.
Well, I know, but I just don't like processed meat. I don't usually eat a sandwich like that.
So we're going to eat better on the road. How are we going to do that?
Got to plan ahead.
So that means we prepare more food, right?
Right. But I think, you know, I like more salads. I like the girl food. Offend them by saying girl food. And sometimes I feel sorry for you. I keep giving you pieces of lettuce.
Yeah, you do.
I kind of know how you feel.
I do like lettuce, though. Mm-hmm. But I like a little bit more with it. All right, so eating better, and that probably means not eating out quite so much, and planning ahead. We do need to do more of that for eating. Well, mine is also a repeat. Mine is that I follow my own rule, which is that 330 rule, which is you drive no more than 330 miles in a day, or you stop at by 3:30 in the afternoon. And that way, you're not exhausted. And at 3:30, wherever you stop, you have some time to do some exploring and some chilling out and see the area a little bit.
That is an excellent rule, the 3:30 rule.
And we've kept it just a couple of times. We tell everybody about it. But, you know, I kind of get in that thing and we go. I said, well, you know, if we drove a little bit longer, we can get there wherever we're headed quicker. And we tend to do that. Sometimes we're good and we'll stop. We had a lot of fun. One of our trips this fall where we ended up at, wasn't that the National Peanut Festival in somewhere in Alabama? That was really fun.
Yeah, it is. It's so much more fun when you don't have to be at a place at a certain time.
Well, all right. So eating healthier is Jennifer's resolution for 2015. And mine is not traveling so hard and fast.
Right now, I'm very upset with myself because of what my weight is. But I know why my weight is up is because I have a house full of cookies.
We have been eating Christmas cookies since the week before Christmas. And we still have a few left.
The whole month of December. I mean, we still got some up there.
Well, it goes. Well, we start our New Year's traveling on New Year's Eve. We're about ready. We've got the road track being packed up as we speak. And we are going to be having some fun. This is going to be a recurrent theme for us for all of our travels in 2016. And that is something we like anyway. And we do as much as we can. But in particular, 2016, we're going to visit as many national parks as we can.
I am looking forward to that.
Now, we're not being anal about this, folks. We don't have a checklist. No, we got to visit this. We got to visit this.
But we don't have a checklist.
No, whenever our travels take us there, we're going to. Because this is a very important year.
Yes, 100 years.
This is the centennial for the National Park Service. And it's I don't know if how many of you, you should all know who Ken Burns is. He's the filmmaker. He started off with the powerful films on the Civil War. He's done some stuff on, I think he's done Lewis and Clark a little bit too. But in particular, he has a series out that we're watching even as we speak. And if you have Amazon Prime, you can watch it free. It's called National Parks, America's Best Idea. And he spent several years filming this in most of the major national parks. It's a powerful film, but it really shows what a great idea, how amazing these parks are. Well, we're going up. There are actually, I think, 59 national parks per se, but there's really over 450 National Park Service administered areas around the country. And these include battlefields, historical sites, monuments, and in the place that we will be visiting this week, National Lakeshores or Seashores. We're going to be going to the Sleeping Bear National Lakeshore, which is up at the tip of the northwestern tip of the Michigan Palm, if you look at the map of Michigan. And I'm participating as part of a radio amateur. Ham radio operators are part working with the National Park Service to activate ham radio stations remotely, portable stations, in as many of those National Park Service units as possible to celebrate and to commemorate and draw attention to the National Park Service, but also to have a lot of fun making contacts. That's one of my other hobbies, and that's the nice thing about RVing. Photography is a hobby, ham radio is a hobby, and you can follow, you can supplement your hobbies and enrich them through your RV travels, and we're going to do that by visiting as many national parks as we can, and that's going to be fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
So we'll be there. There's going to be some snow on the ground. That's our first trip. We're going to be New Year's Eve and New Year's Day there, and I will share on my Twitter account. I always use Twitter. If you haven't followed me on Twitter, go to just Road Trekking, RoadTrekking. That's my Twitter name, and I will be sharing where we are, and if you're a ham radio operator or you have a shortwave radio and you want to listen to where we are, I'll also share the frequency that we'll be broadcasting, and we'll put posters and pictures and have a lot of fun with it and maybe even do a video on it. So that's our first trip. And then about the end of the month, I think the last full weekend of the month, it's our annual Freeze Your Butt Off adventure in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan at Tequamanon Falls. We were worried there wasn't going to be any snow there.
And they got a little bit of snow. They got a foot of snow.
They got a foot of snow over the last few days. And last year and the year we've been, this is our fourth year that we will have been there. I think it's our second year that we opened up and invited other people to join us. Last year, we had 36 inches on the level ground. So now there's 12 inches, and I bet we'll get considerably more between now and the end of January.
There should be some more.
And that is so much fun. We end up snowshoeing. And for many of us, that was the first time we snowshoed. Carolyn Miller, who's one of the campground hosts at the Tequamanon Falls State Park up there in Michigan, she and her husband are hosts. Yes, they have winter hosts, and they guided us on a great trip. We went from the campground to the lower falls, had a ball through the snow, And they're going to do the same thing this time. If you want to join us, we still have a few more openings. We need you, though, and there's a link on the website. I'll put it with the show notes. You can actually sign up and join. It's just the only fee is whatever the state park charges, which is like $20 a night or something. I don't know. It's not much. But we ask you to let us know so we can plan. There's no real organized things. I mean, you don't have to be there. There's no agenda. Everybody says, hey, we're going to eat at 5 o'clock, and there's a couple of restaurants most people go. Some people don't go. They just prepare their own meals. But it's nice to know whoever's there. And the state park needs you to make a reservation because they have to plow out the sites. There's electricity. There is no running water.
And there's an outhouse.
There is an outhouse. A vault toilet is the proper term.
Oh, there.
But the nice thing is it doesn't stink so much when it's really cold. So
that's true.
Yeah, it's a little cold, I'll tell you that. But there are a couple of vault toilets there. It's a very nice park. We just thoroughly enjoy it. So if you want to go, you can check it out. But if not, you can just follow our coverage. And then we're going to need to go someplace warm.
We do need to go someplace warm. And when we're north, I'm going to wrap you in bubble wrap.
Oh, yeah. I'm still recovering from total shoulder replacement, my right shoulder. And if all goes well, tomorrow I get to take the sling off. That will be a month since surgery tomorrow. And I start rehab tomorrow, physical therapy. And I don't know. They're really worried about me falling. So I don't know how much I'll be able to do snowshoeing, but maybe I'll bring my amateur radio station. And while you guys are snowshoeing, I can set that up for anybody who wants to see how that works.
That sounds like what you should be doing.
Yeah, probably. And then we have a big fire at night. And, you know, people say, fire in the wintertime? Oh, my gosh, it's fun. We had a ball last year hanging around the fire, everybody talking, and big raging fire and big bonfire and every now and then somebody would jump up and fall in that 3 foot of snow and make snow angels. So if you want to see a bunch of old folks looking like kids playing in the snow, that's what we did. And we had a ball. So I'm looking forward to meeting, reuniting with a lot of our people that we met last year and meeting a lot of new ones. We've got, I think we're pushing 40 or 50 rigs already.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I just heard today somebody else is coming. So anyway, there's no charge for it. You know, it's no big agenda. It's just let the state park know so they can plow out a spot for you to stay. And it will be great. So that's our plans. And I wonder if you all are making plans. Let us know. Share them. We always like to have them. Use the leave voicemail link at roadtrekking.com and tell us what your goals are for 2016 in terms of the RV world. We love to hear about that. My dear, are you ready to go to work with your segment?
I am.
Is it a gadget, a recipe, a tip? Whatever she has in store for us, it promises to make the RV lifestyle a little more fun or efficient. Here's Jennifer with her RV tip of the week.
If you're like us, you'll love keeping track of the different states and provinces you visit in your RV. For us, since we started our RV travels nearly 5 years ago, that works out to 38 different states. I've seen folks who have maps on their RVs that show where they've been, so when we found one on Amazon, we ordered it. The one we got is called the RV and Travel USA State Sticker Map, and it shows each state in vibrant, solid colors. It's printed on durable, premium 3M automotive vinyl. You can put it on an inside wall or outside. In our case, on the rear door of our RV, it measures 12.7 inches by 19.6, so it's not gaudy or too big. You get the map on one sheet and the individual cut self-adhesive states to apply on the outline of the state on the base map. It sounds really simple, but you got to take your time. You take your time sticking on those states on the marked, lining them up just perfect. I know I did quite a few states, and then I needed a break, and I came back, and Mike was helping me.
Yeah, you're being kind, because I missed a couple of the lines and didn't do it quite up to your standards.
Well, glasses help.
Yes, they do.
Usually we go to a restaurant, I let him borrow my glasses. He hasn't quite admitted yet that he needs to wear glasses.
To read, anyway, yeah.
Yeah. So we're very happy with it. The vinyl is of excellent quality. We've wanted one like this. I saw them and I wanted them. They're nice and bright. They're nice and colorful. And I'm a little bit compulsive. I like putting those states on there. 38 states. Now I've got to get to those other the other states. It costs $35 and is shipped free. We'll put a link to it on our show notes page, roadtrekking.com/68.
And when you go to that link, I think you can also, for those of you in Canada, you can find there's stuff with Canadian provinces also available. And there's also Alaska and Hawaii inserts you can put on the map. So you can make it however you want, but it's pretty cool. Now we don't have it put on because it's so cold out there. I can't have it stick. It's got to be someplace a little bit warmer so I can put the thing on the back door, but we're ready for it. All right, my dear. Happy New Year.
Yeah, I'm going to go out and get rid of the ice in our driveway now.
Yeah, now that should
be. You got a pass because of your shoulder.
It should be my job. I went out to get the, I was going to actually go out the out road truck and do a little bit of work on it yesterday, and I walked out and the ice had filled in the driveway, and I took about two steps and I said, I don't want to take the chance of falling on a shoulder that's just been replaced. So
wisdom is coming.
Wisdom is coming, yeah. Well, we'll see how long that lasts. But anyway, I feel a little guilty having you go out there and do that. But you enjoy it, so. You should see the looks you gave me when I said you enjoy it.
You can't see the look that you're getting right now.
All right. Well, get out there and clear off that driveway.
All right, yes, sir.
All right. All right. I love you, dear. Thank you so much.
All righty.
Questions. You've got them. Mike and his network of road trekking reporters have the answers. Here's one of our listener RV questions of the week.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. This is Evie in Iowa. And Doc and I have two homes, which makes us sound rich. One's in Iowa, one's in Missouri, and we're not. And we're recently retired, and we're kind of sandwiched in between wanting to live near our son and his young family in Iowa, and my father and sisters in southern Missouri. We also have our road trek, and we love to leave the frozen tundra of these states in the winter and go south, as we did last year. So here's my question for you. Recently you talked, I think last fall, about how you to stream movies from Netflix over a portable Wi-Fi. We're currently paying $100 a month to Mediacom in Iowa just to be able to do that very thing, which is how we like to get our entertainment as well. Is there a way to make this portable so that we'll be able to take it with us? We're not trying to get multiple places at the same time. We just want to be able to take our Wi-Fi with us in whichever location we are without having to pay for it two or three times. So keep on trekking, and thanks for all the podcasts. I love listening to them.
Okay, well, thank you for asking. And well, here's the deal. And maybe this is what a lot of people don't understand. When you stream, you are actually just going to the internet and having the video stream over the internet to the device that you have. And you might have that device connected to a TV or whatever, but it's the internet connection. So Comcast and probably Mediacom, I don't know that service because it's not in the areas that I'm at, but Charter, even DirecTV have apps that if you are one of their accountants, let you go in and look at all of the stuff that you've subscribed to. So maybe on Mediacom, you have HBO. You could call up your, like in my case, I do, and I can call up Comcast and I can watch all my HBO programming or any of the movies on demand from Comcast, any of that stuff through their app. But I have to have a way to reach the internet. And that is the problem because you're paying $100 a month for your internet connection at home. But it also costs you money to have a connection via cellular. That's how most streaming connections are. And then Wi-Fi in your vehicle or through your device. That's also a charge. So what a lot of people have done is they've gone to, if they're an AT&T or if they're in Verizon Wireless, is they will dump their Mediacom or their Comcast account. And they will get just streaming video, or they'll get internet from Verizon or from AT&T, and they'll use that for their main internet connection at home using a data card at home, and then you can take that on the road with you. So you're still paying, you know, you're buying data, so you might be paying $100, $125 a month, but you'll then be able to take that card, that cellular connection card, use it at home or use it in your RV. This works really well. Because if you have 4G LTE, you are in great shape. You can get very fast speeds. So that works well. And a lot of people have DirecTV, and you can get DirecTV for your RV. You could use it at home. You can use it on the road, and that will work as well. But you still have to pay somebody for streaming. That said, we love using our streaming video. I have Amazon Prime, which I mentioned a little earlier. I also have my Comcast account, and I'm able to, and then of course there's Netflix, which is what, $8 a month, and I can watch just about anything. We very seldom turn on the television in our road trek. In fact, I bet in 5 years almost now of RVing, we have watched TV in the road trek. I could count it on the fingers of one hand. But we do stream video. I just picked up the iPad Pro, which is the large tablet, the iPad 12-inch. And oh my goodness, is that a great machine for streaming video. So like I'm a sucker for the Longmire series. I love Longmire. It's the cop in, he's a sheriff in Wyoming. And I watch that all of the time. I've watched the whole series on that. I've watched a couple of other series, the House of Cards series. I get those all through Netflix, $8 a month, and I stream that over my data connection. And I've never really had I think it's about $125 I end up paying for data. So you need to check that all out. That's the thing. It costs you money to stream because, you know, you have to have a way to use that, and you can't take MediaCom with you. In other words, you still got to pay somebody to stream it. You might be able to have your free app for MediaCom to go on and get your, you know, HBO or whatever, but you have to have a way to stream it. Forget about using Wi-Fi in a campground. It's useless unless there's no one else in the campground. It's just you. But Wi-Fi in a campground is the biggest farce there is. These campgrounds, they say they're going to start remodeling. They're going to start putting in fiber and upgrading the Wi-Fi connections, but it is laughable. It is so bad and so slow, and they advertise as if it's a big deal, and you can't use it. It's unusable. There's because everybody else is on it. So, and sometimes in other campgrounds, everybody else is streaming with a data card, and you have a tough time getting a cell signal. So it's not perfect. None of this stuff is perfect, and we're all trying to figure out a better way. And there are some other alternatives. We'll talk about those in future issues that I know are coming down the pike not too far from now. So, Evie, that was a long answer, but I hope that helps you understand it. I would suggest that if you're on the road a lot with two houses, that you dump your cable, your wired cable at home, and pick up from whatever cellular provider you have a data card and use that as your main source of internet. And then you can take it with you traveling wherever you go. Okay? Thanks, Evie, for your answer. Here's one more that came in from a good friend of ours just wishing Happy New Year to everybody. Hi, Janet.
Hi, this is Janet and Miss Elsie the Cat. I'm one of your roving reporters who's been quite silent lately because I've been home. We want to wish you all a happy holiday and enjoy the rest of the year. Stay safe out there if you're driving in the rain or snow. And Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, Janet Arnold, who is one of our regular contributors on the blog. She's back at her home in San Diego, California, but she's always on the road from time to time, so you'll be able to follow her. Thanks for wishing a Happy New Year, Janet, and Happy New Year to you as well. All right, I've got a couple of email questions I want to answer. This one came in from Katie B., and she says, Mike, I'm a newbie, just bought a Road Trek Ranger RT in January of this past year, 2015. It's brand new, and I need advice. I have a reservation to camp this coming weekend at a place that only has 50 amp. They told me I'll need an adapter, so I bought one last night at Walmart, but now I'm wondering if hooking up to 50 amp is okay when the Ranger is 30 amp. Does the adapter bring power down to 30 or only give me the ability to hook up to that outlet? Please let me know if it's a wise thing to do. Katie, it's perfectly okay to do it. If they only have 50, that adapter will only bring 30 amps in. So you're okay. You don't have to worry about that. Sometimes you'll go to a place where they'll have 50 amp, it's a different plug, and a 30 amp plug. Well, in that case, just use the 30. But if they only have the 50 amp, use that adapter, and that kind of steps it down, and it only brings in the 30 amps to your RV. So you're perfectly okay to use that, and enjoy yourself with that new Ranger RT. Here's a longer one that came in this morning from Jade, and she says, hello, I've been researching various road trek vehicles, and I came upon one of your videos on YouTube reviewing the CS Adventurous XL. That's the road trek Jennifer and I are now in. But in reading one of your blog posts, it would seem prior to this model you had an E-Trek. So I wondered why the trade. Was there something that wasn't working well enough with the E-Trek that ends up being better with the CS Adventurous? I guess I always thought the E-Trek would be the best model for boondocking, but maybe there are other things to consider. I'm in the process of trying to figure out if it's possible to live in a B-class vehicle and give up my house altogether. Not really to go into the boonies, but just to live in my van and downsize and live more simply. I live in L.A., so it would be city dwelling in a van. I don't anticipate having many opportunities to have hookups, so I'm trying to figure out which vehicle would be the easiest to just maintain 24/7 off the grid, other than going to dumping stations and filling with more water and so on. Anyway, I realize you probably get a ton of questions, have limited time to answer, so if you can't get back to me soon, I understand. I'm kind of hoping there may be an already existing blog post that discusses your decision to move away from the E-Trek. If so, I'd like the link. Thanks so much and happy travels. Well, simple reason. I had an ability to get this CS Adventurous XL, which is a little bit longer, and we are spending more and more time on the road, and I've got a lot of stuff I carry with me with my photography and amateur radio as a hobby and other things. So I really appreciate that extra 14 inches. But also, because we do a lot of stuff with Road Trek, they're one of our sponsors, I was able to get a really good deal on it when I traded in the E-Trek. And in that process, we got so because we became prototypes of a system that had more solar, 650 watts of solar on the roof of the E-Trek, of the CS Adventurous, compared to 200 and something on the E-Trek. And then also, we were one of the first to experiment, along with our friend Camp Skunk, with the new lithium battery management system in terms of being off-the-grid camping. Now, they're making these available commercially on many of them, but we've had ours for a year, tested it out, and are pretty much energy independent. So the bottom line is I was able to get a really good trade-in on this thing, and it had a lot more features on it. And as long as we didn't mind experimenting with it and having some times we had to do some adjustments and stuff, which we had minimal to do, that's why I'm in the CS Adventurous. Plus, it has more room. And I can literally go camp and boondock energy independent. I don't need to have any hookups at all. And so we absolutely love it. And that's why we traded in this E-Trek. Now, will we trade it in again? I don't know. I can't imagine anything better than this. We've got it all just the way we like. But who knows? If I can get a good deal, we'll always trade. Won't you? That's what it's all about. Hey, sponsoring this part of the podcast is Van City RV in St. Louis, Missouri, and their partner dealerships, Creston RV in Kalispell, Montana, and Wagon Trail RV in Las Vegas, Nevada, bringing you the largest inventory of Class Bs from three locations. So you can shop St. Louis, Missouri, you can shop in Montana, you can shop in Las Vegas. This network of dealerships has perhaps the largest inventory of Class Bs, used and new, that you'll find anywhere in the country. And all three of these dealerships have a great fly and drive program. In other words, you deal with them online, you are on the phone, or however you want to do it, you cut your best deal on whatever RV you want, and then you fly to their location. They'll pick you up at the airport and reimburse you up to $500 towards the airfare. And then your RV, they'll take you to the dealership where you'll go through a full orientation on it. It'll be fully prepared for travel, complete with full tanks of fuel and propane. Dan the Van Man has the latest specials for us from Van City RV and their network of dealers.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, we got some great deals on some new road trucks here. They got the November to Remember extended rebates. So give us a call at 1-800-467-3905. We also have four nice used road trucks. You can check those out at VanCityRV.com. We're also in the January RV show, January 14th through the 17th, at St. Louis Convention Center. You can get all the information on that at STLRV.com. Have a great holiday.
News.
Mike's got news.
RV news, travel news, tips and trends about the small motorhome lifestyle.
Here's the road trekking news of the week.
And I wanted to share a new published study that's kind of an update of a study we reported on a year or so ago that shows that RV vacations cost substantially less than other forms of vacation travel, even when you factor in things like fuel prices and the actual cost of owning an RV. for a four-person travel party. The study found a savings of 27 to 62% for a two-person travel party. They saved 11 to 48%. Now, this research was conducted by the PKF Consulting USA firm, was commissioned by the RVIA, the Recreation Vehicle Industry Association. And this study updates a previous vacation cost comparison that they did a year or so ago. Now, the new study provides a vacation cost analysis using two sets of hypothetical travel parties. Like I said, that four-person travel party of two adults and two kids, and a two-person travel party of two adults. The study analyzed major costs these hypothetical travelers would incur, taking nine different types of vacations to nine popular vacation destinations. And for each destination, researchers analyzed vacations lasting 3, 7, and 14 days. And it compared different methods of travel, including a folding camping trailer, a lightweight travel trailer, a compact motorhome, a Type C motorhome, and a big Class A motorhome. And the Type A motorhome was used for comparison versus first-class travel options like flying first class, renting a premium car, staying in upscale hotels and resorts, and eating meals in restaurants. Well, RV travel emerged as having a clear economic advantage over other forms of travel, regardless of the RV type. And here is what a four-person travel party could expect to save. If you are in a folding or a pop-up camper, you could expect to save 47 to 62%. If you have a lightweight towable travel trailer, 34 to 53%. A Class B, a van, camper van, a motorhome, 27 to 48%. A Type C motorhome, 28 to 48%. And a Type A motorhome, the great big ones, 38%. That's for four persons. Now, for two people traveling, they also saved pop-up, 38 to 48%. A lightweight travel trailer, 23 to 36. Compact Class B motorhome, 19 to 32. Type C, 15 to 28%. Type A, 14%. You get the idea here. They considered how fluctuating fuel prices could affect vacation costs, and their findings showed that fuel prices would have to reach more than $12 a gallon for a four-person travel party before RVing would begin to lose its economic advantage over other forms of travel. And for a two-person travel party, fuel would have to reach $6 a gallon, and then they lose that advantage. So there you go. That's a second study in a year that shows dramatic cost savings of vacationing by a RV versus regular traditional, you know, motels, hotels, and that sort of vacation. Hey, this portion of the podcast brought to you by Aldi, A-L-D-E. Aldi is the only name you need to know in heat when you choose your RV. The Aldi hydronic system brings many features and benefits that you will not find with any other product. For one thing, it is a silent and a radiant heat, providing a warm, even, natural heated interior. It's great for pets, increased interior space. You combine essentially two systems in one, your hot water heater and, of course, your air heater. Efficiency, the whole system draws less than 1 amp on 12 volts DC. It'll extend the life of your propane about 40% over forced air. Multiple options and amenities. The one that we like best on our Roadtrek CS Adventures XL is we have the floor heat. That's another reason we chose that unit. We just were so delighted to get this Aldi system, this floor heat. When you get up in the middle of the night, the floor is heated. It is so nice. All controlled by a very modern, programmable color touchscreen thermostat interface. The Aldi system is available now on many different models of RVs. When you check with your dealer, ask them. Tell them you want Aldi because A-L-D-E, it's the only name you need to know when choosing an RV system heating.
Traveling with technology. It's time now for our RV tech tip of the week.
All right, time to get organized. We talked about our goals for the year, eating better, you know, not traveling so rushed, getting things done, any of that stuff. Well, I found some great text apps. I'm going to put links to three of them up on the show notes page. One of them works with both iOS and Android. That's called any.do, any.do, anydo. Lots of praise for this one. Very easy. You have the ability to add your task with your voice. If you got stuff you got to do, you might make a checklist, maybe the stuff you want to do before you take off on your RV. You can share your list. You can send it to your friends, your family, anybody else. You can sync it to the cloud so you can access tasks from any iOS or Android device. Check it out. It's free. It's called any.do. Again, a link on the website. Another one that's pretty cool for just Android is called Todo, the number two and then the word do. It's very powerful. And I like the, this has a lot of handy features on this thing. You can create a to-do list, just a couple clicks of a button, and then it also syncs with services like Dropbox and iCloud reminders and stuff. That one costs money. It actually is for Android, and they do have an iOS version, but it's $7.99, pretty expensive for iOS, but it's a great graphic interface. You might like this one better because it looks so cool, and it's only $3.80 for Android. It's called Todo, the number two in D-O. Again, a link on the show notes page. And the other app that's pretty neat is just for Apple. It's called Clear, the Clear app. Great for making to-do lists, for task management. Their goal is to make it very easy for you, as easy as writing it down in pen and pencil, and among other things, it gives you the ability to make multiple and customizable theme-based lists, and you can set reminders. It costs you $4.99, and that is just for Apple. Again, links to all of these to help you get organized in 2016, you'll find it in the show notes page, which is roadtrekking.com/68.
Time now for Off the Beaten Path,
a unique road trekking RV podcast travel suggestion
you probably won't find in a guidebook.
Here's Mike.
All right, we're heading out to California and along some spectacular rugged coastline near Big Sur. Great tip. This came in from Terry Speakman, one of our listeners, and Terry wins a free road trekking hat for sending us in this audio Off the Beaten Path report. You can do the same thing. Just record it using the leave voicemail message on roadtrekking.com. Share your favorite Off the Beaten Path reports. If I use it in a podcast like I will Terry's here, you'll get a free hat. Here's Terry Speakman.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. This is Dave and Terry Speakman from Huntington Beach, California. We'd like to tell you about a off-the-beaten-path location that we found last week on our before-Christmas trip up the California coast on Highway 1. We have traveled that way many times back and forth between Santa Barbara and Monterey and have stopped occasionally to look at the view, but we've never stopped to do any hiking or camping in the area. This time, we decided to take a week before Christmas and spend a little bit more time exploring the area. The place I want to tell you about is called Limekiln State Park. It is about 12 miles south of Big Sur and 26 miles north of Hearst Castle to other wonderful places to see on Highway 1. But it's a place that doesn't seem to get too much visitation. There is a campground with a maximum size of 24 feet, so perfect for Class B vehicles like our Road Trek CS Adventurous E-Trek, and some tent sites up in the Redwoods that are not suitable for RVs. We went for a couple of beautiful hikes. There's a hike up to a waterfall along a beautiful creek through the Redwoods, and also to the lime kilns for which the park is named. In the 1880s, limestone was mined in this area, and they built four big kilns to turn it into lime, which was then loaded into barrels and taken down the steep canyon and out to the rocky coast to ship off to wherever they needed it. It's kind of unbelievable that this was commercially successful until the limestone ran out long before there was ever a road in this area. The hike is not too difficult. You do have to cross the stream in a few places on logs laid over the water, and we really enjoyed it. The campground has spaces close to the ocean There is no hookups or anything, but it is a state park and there's showers and flush toilets. So sometime if you're traveling up Highway 1, stop and see Limekiln State Park, even if it's just for an hour's worth of hiking. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas, and we're looking forward to many more interesting podcasts and posts from your blog and in the Facebook group. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry, so much. This part of the podcast brought to you by Leisure Time RV, serving Central Florida and the internet from Winter Garden, Florida. Leisure Time RV is a family-owned dealership in Winter Garden. It's near Orlando. And they've been in business for more than 45 years now, consistently ranked among the very top road trek dealers in all of North America. They have a full line of the road trek inventory, and they also have some travel trailers. They have used RVs. Jennifer and I have visited Leisure Time RV. We know the staff. We're very impressed by the honesty, the integrity, the first-rate service we found there. This is the place where you want to call them up before you buy. Call them up because they do really good deals online. Tell them what you want, get their price. Chances are you're going to want to go pick it up in Florida. And that's a better place to pick up an RV, isn't it, than anywhere else, because it's so much warmer this time of year. Here's Ken from Leisure Time RV with the latest from the dealership.
Hi, Mike. Ken here from Leisure Time RV in sunny Winter Garden, Florida. Well, we made it through Christmas. Now New Year's is our next big event. You know, we're in the people business. People build RVs, deliver them, sell them, service them, and buy them. We at Leisure Time RV strive to have the right people skills to make sure you have the right unit for the right deal. Start the new year out right with a new road trip. Call us at 1-800-336-6565 or email admin@leisuretimerv.com. It doesn't matter where you live, we're very competitive. We sold to folks all over the U.S. Our sales force all RV. We understand your needs. Check out our inventory at www.leisuretimerv.com. We have two road treks left with high incentives. Get your best deal plus $7,000 or $9,000 extra money. Call us at 1-800-336-6565 or email admin@leisuretimerv.com. Have a happy new year, and remember, your vacation starts with Leisure Time RV.
You're listening to Road Trekking, the podcast. You can find show notes, links to resources and websites Mike and his guests mention, and background material, videos, and photos on the roadtrekking.com RV travel blog. And you can also send Mike a voice question to answer on the podcast. From the blog, just click the send voicemail button. That's at roadtrekking.com. The small motorhome RV travel blog.
Well, we've been talking for some time about how the RV industry is booming like never before. Record sales, records set 40 years ago being smashed right now. So many people, many of them are retirees, baby boomers. This is the most active generation of retirees we've ever seen. They're also the most affluent. So we want to talk today about retirement and is it all it's cracked up to be? Now, before I get too far into this, let me just offer one caveat, and that is this. There are some people I understand who are living literally paycheck to paycheck. They have no savings. They have poor health. They have no assets, and they can't retire, and I understand that. I'm talking, obviously, about people who have the financial wherewithal to retire. And it doesn't mean that you are flush. There's a lot of people who have retired and have found other ways to supplement their incomes and their and all of that stuff. But retirement, contrary to popular opinion, is not the time in which your satisfaction with life declines and your health deteriorates. Instead, it is the exact opposite. It is likely to improve your overall happiness and health. And this is according to a working paper just published by the National Bureau of Economic Research. The folks at MarketWatch, and I'll put a link to their story, have linked to that website, and they've interviewed the authors of that study extensively. But it is very interesting. Now, it raises this question. Is it so obvious that retirement is better than working, and that you start to feel happier and healthier as soon as you retire? Well, the authors of this study say retirement has some great implications in terms of contentment and happiness and in health. They wanted to study the effect of retirement on people's well-being and health, as well as their utilization of healthcare. So it was difficult to access in the data that's out there, because when people are faced with poor health, they often retire. And here's the problem. Thus, if you look at the raw correlation between people's health and retirement, you get sort of a misleading picture. I mean, if unhealthy or unhappy people are more likely to retire, it will look then that retirement's bad for your health and happiness. So they wanted to know the causal effect of retirement on these outcomes. So beyond the importance of individuals as they make retirement decisions, the answers to these questions are important as policy, as our country decides, for example, whether to extend Social Security eligibility ages, because healthcare costs are often paid by the government. So what they found is that retirement improves both happiness and health. They find that life satisfaction improves immediately upon retirement, and that these effects are long-lasting. Now, they don't find immediate effects on measurable health outcomes, because, you know, it takes a little while to change your health. But they found positive health impacts 4 or more years beyond retirement. And this is consistent with the idea that health changes slowly over time, so that retirement can have long-run, excellent health benefits. They find no effect of retirement on healthcare utilization. And a lot of things surprised these authors. They were surprised, for example, that the positive impact of retirement on reported well-being was long-lasting. Many life events have been found to have only short-run effects that fade over time. And some past studies also have not found measurable health impacts of retirement. So the fact that they found long-run health benefits is a new finding. And they believe that it's the result of data that covers a longer time period. And their findings also suggest that these health benefits are not the result of increased healthcare utilization, as most measures of utilization are not affected by retirement. They were not surprised to find that retirement led to an immediate increase in life satisfaction. Previous research has found that people generally are happier after they retire. And again, we're not talking about the exceptions, those who have no money, no assets, and are in poor health. Okay, we're talking about those who, you know, the vast majority of people who have at least something. So a lot of people look forward to retirement, and their studies suggest that on average, people are happier in retirement, and some health limitations improve. So it appears to be a great period of life. Now, I found this particularly interesting in light of the people who are my primary demographic on this podcast and in our website. And that, of course, are retirees. Those are still the sweet spot. People 55 and up who are the primary buyers of RV. Now, the industry is going to tell you, oh, they're coming, they're buying it cheaper, you know, lower and lower ages. And that's true in one sense. But in general, most RVs are owned by older people, 55 and up. There's a trend. I'm not going to dispute the trend, but let's not pretend like it's this massive movement of people 30 years old becoming RVers, because it's not happening. It's generally people in their 50s, and a lot of people wait to buy an RV until they're retired or just a year before. So I was just very curious about this, and I wanted to put it out to my audience, a number of people. I wanted to hear from those who are wondering, you know, should I retire? What can I expect when I retire? So I put this up on our social media. I asked people, I said, hey, let me know what you all think about this. This study is coming out. It says that health and happiness improves. And I think it's kind of interesting. So let's see what happens. Let me just read you a couple, and then I'll play you some as well. Some of them phoned it in on our voicemail. Pat writes, I was stressed out before I retired. Now, the only decisions I have to make are, which direction do I want to head? Once I'm on the road, I stop when and where I want, and I don't have to rush to a campsite. I just pull over and rest. I'm always looking for new places and interesting people. And that was Pat. Then there's Lori, and she said, When I retired in 2011, I sat around all day feeling useless. I now have a three-hour job serving lunch in an elementary school, and I love the few extra bucks, but most of all, I love feeling helpful and needed. Now, there's somebody, and I don't think Lori is an RVer, but there is somebody who found the key to it, and that is investing your life with other people. Darcy writes, I retired in May. My husband retired in July. We are blissful. Our jobs were very stressful. We are happier and healthier than ever. Do what you want, when you want, with whom you want. We road trip, we hike, we paddle, we fish, we camp, we volunteer. We love every minute. Let me play you something that came in on our voice line. This is from Ken, and Ken is in California and is about to retire. Here's what he says. Hi, Ken.
Hey, Mike. This message is from soon-to-be retirees from Southern California, Jeff and Mary Jane Curry of Camarillo, California. We've been planning our retirement strategy now for approximately 2 years, starting with the purchase of our 2013 Road Trek RS Adventurous, and which we got it just 2 years ago now. I give my work a heads up that I'll be retiring, and now we're counting down to the last 2 months. We've had enough time to outfit the rig and test it out quite a bit for our needs and lifestyle, and to enable my wife, Chef MJ, with her culinary tools and also a good bike rack to hold 2 to 4 mountain bikes, which is my passion, for exploring areas we plan to visit. Hey, thanks for your useful and interesting informative blog, newsletter, podcast, Facebook site, etc. That saved us probably many problems so far and helps us continue to keep learning more and more about the rig. Our retirement networking cards have arrived. My Medicare card literally arrived in the mail this evening, which is a major step forward. And now we're looking forward to travels across the U.S. and Canada and meeting fellow road trekkers.
Now, did you notice something? He used the word there. I think he was talking about his own passion for mountain biking and his wife MJ's, Mary Jo's passion, Mary Jane's passion for culinary, for cooking. And how they're going to combine that with the RV. Passion, having something that you care about, that you want to do and enjoy. That's a key to it as well. But there's somebody who is about to retire and already is happier. And it can tell by the active lifestyle that they're going to be relatively healthy as well. Here's one that comes in from Larry. He's known as Ozark Photos on our Facebook group. And Larry, I know one of his passions is photography. And, of course, that's a great hobby for someone with an RV. Here's Larry.
Hi, Mike. This is Ozarks Photos. Happy to assist you in your research. Even my wife agrees I am happier and healthier after retiring. A lot of that is likely due to getting our road trek a year or two before officially retiring and selling my company to two of my employees. I have lost a little weight lately as my Apple Watch reminds me to get off my rear and move around. I feel traveling and getting to see this wonderful country has improved my attitude, except for when another driver is doing something stupid, laugh out loud. Being able to travel without having to be concerned about reservations and sleeping in our own beds every night is irresistible. Everyone should get a road trek and enjoy this lifestyle. Have a great day.
All right, Larry. Well, thank you for phoning that in. Travel, passion, photography. And then as my friend Camp Skunk, who is who's retired, he actually retired early. It's freedom from stress. Listen to Camp Skunk's story about retirement.
Hi, Mike. This is Camp Skunk. You ask how retirement changed people's lives. I will tell you it changed mine for the better. Now, I was in a fairly frustrating and unrewarding work situation. So if you enjoy your work, you probably won't get the benefits of retiring that I got. But the benefits I got was my weight went down, my blood pressure went down, my happiness went up. It was just such a relief to get away from a work situation. And, of course, I started full-timing at the same time. So I don't know which was more beneficial, quitting work or hitting the road. But it was a nice combination. That's my input on this subject anyway.
Now, one of the things I want to point out is none of these people that you've just heard are what we would call wealthy people. I mean, these are people who all are very frugal. I know these three who've left these messages. They all are very frugal. They probably could have continued to work a few more years, but made the choice to get rid of that stress, to downsize their life, to indulge themselves in the passions that they had while they still had the health and the energy to do it. And as you've heard from those three, how much happier they've been. Another aspect is something we've touched on before, as we've talked about, is that is having things to do, not just sitting around, not just always traveling. And for that, let's listen to my friend Bill Brown.
Hi, Mike. Bill and Karen Brown from Spring Lake here. We have really enjoyed our retirement. I was forced into it in 2003, which I probably would not have retired had it not been that forced into it. But it's the best thing that ever happened. Why are we healthier? Well, you lose the stress of your everyday job, which is really much bigger than people think it is. And then you're more active. You're able to do things. Like with our road trek, we've traveled all over. We've worked in Yellowstone for 3 summers. We also do a couple part-time jobs and volunteer a lot. So that has helped us be healthier. How has RVing helped us? We've met a lot of new friends, seen a lot of places we would have never seen. Starting to do more boondocking, thanks to your Road Trekking the group page, where we learned more and more about it. We were afraid to try it before. So it's just been a whole lot of fun. We've just been places we never thought we would go. Wished I could have retired earlier, of course. But retirement sort of is a financial thing. We weren't ready at the time, but we made best of it, and we've really enjoyed it.
All right. Thank you, Bill and Karen Brown, for your report. A couple more that I want to just read before we conclude this whole thing. And it's not all bells and whistles out there. And I wonder if you can find out the difference here. Now, you've heard some people talk, you got to watch your money and you got to watch your health. There are some sad stories that people gave me. Tootie, for example, wrote on our Facebook page. She said, well, my husband retired because of heart issues. And then I was forced to retire due to work injury. My husband chose to just sit at home. Even with my injuries, I love to camp and fish. Well, after 30 years, my husband walked out saying he was tired of listening to me complain about pain. So at 69, I am alone and I can't afford to go anywhere or do anything. Sucks. Sorry about that, Tootie. That doesn't sound good to me either. It comes back to compatibility, you know, the two of you, how compatible everybody is. And I think you are, and that story is certainly the exception. Here's Donna, who responded right after you, and she says, I love being retired, and I'm never bored. I play cards once a week. I read lots of books. I do things with my grandson. I travel. My husband is 73. He's had terrible health issues, 2 surgeries this year. I had a breast cancer scare. 2016, hey, I'm making it a priority to enjoy myself more, travel, do fun, and things. Attitude. Attitude changes everything, doesn't it? Walt writes, now, to be serious, you can't put a price on your health, so hopefully one can retire with enough money in the bank, a reliable road trek or RV, and someone to enjoy it with. Take care of yourself by being active even before you retire. For me, this means doing something every day, like hiking, riding my bike, or cross-country skiing. Leanne writes, my husband and I retired 2 years ago, and we love it. Most days, we're very busy people. Not sure how I found time to do a 40-hour work week. I love the fact that we can load up our RV and leave anytime we want and never have to worry about asking our boss for time off. Next week, we're heading for Texas, then to Florida. So in response to your question, yes, happier and healthier. And finally, Julie writes, retirement has been really good to us. It's great that we have the time to do and go at any time. We moved out of the house that built and raised kids in, and we bought a truck and a fifth wheel and hit the road. It's the best thing no matter where we're at. You know, we just love it. So it goes on and on. I've got, you can find those on our Facebook page. Many of the comments, I think we had 16,000 people who checked they liked that post, and many of them shared their thoughts on it. So retirement, it makes you happier. And in general, it makes you healthier. Your attitude and how you choose to live is dependent on it all. You don't have to be wealthy to enjoy it. And I want to just pass along in closing this last thought. This, I stole this idea, and I've quoted it many times. It's from Jim Hamill. He's the president and CEO of Road Trek Motorhomes. And Jim would teach his salesmen and sales reps around the country to use this analogy. Because people would say, well, I want a retirement. I got to retire, but I got to wait until this happens or this happens. And he'd take out what he calls the tape measure illustration. And he'd give you a tape measure, and he'd say, okay. He'd pull it out and say, what's your age? And say they put 64. So put your thumb on 64. And then he'd say, how long do you think you'll live? And they'd say, well, you know, I'm going to live till I'm 92. Okay, put your thumb there. They'd put their thumb on 92. Then he'd say, go back and look from 1 to 64, how much space that was on the tape measure. And now look from 62 or whatever it was you put your thumb on at your current age to how long you think you've got. Do you really have time to waste? How do you want to go? That's a pretty powerful illustration. Retirement, it does work. It makes you happier. I'd love to hear more of your thoughts. You can just leave us a voicemail message on the blog, and we'll share those as we go along. If you are thinking of retiring this year, I can't wait to see and hear about the adventures that you're going to take.
Traveling North America in a Class B motorhome. This has been Road Trekking the Podcast with journalist Mike Wendland. Got a question for next week? Click the send voicemail link on the roadtrekking.com blog. Till then, we'll see you out there. Road Trekking. Road Trekking.
We certainly will. Thank you all for listening to this last episode of 2015. If you're on the roads New Year's Eve, be careful. It's a crazy night out there sometimes. And I pray that you have a wonderful 2016. I thank you guys so much for all of the kindness that you have shown Jennifer and me over the past year. Your emails, your voice messages, the comments that you've posted on social media and on the blog. You have made us truly feel a part of your family. And we want to just tell you how much that means to us to know that somebody is actually listening to this out on the other end of the line. If you'd like to have your voice heard, as I said before throughout this, you're welcome to be a part of this podcast. It's your podcast too. Just record a voicemail message, click on the right-hand button on the roadtrekking.com website. You basically use your microphone on your computer and it records it. You can do it over and over until you're happy, and then it'll mail it to me, and then I can use it on the podcast. I ask you to please subscribe to the podcast. Also, I sure appreciate all those reviews that you've been leaving us on iTunes. Every review helps. There's so many travel podcasts out there, and we'd like to keep this one up in the attention of everybody, and that's the way we do that is through those of you who subscribe. The more subscribers, the higher we rank, and same with your ratings. So I thank you so much for all of that. Till next time, till 2016, I'm Mike Wendland, road trekking across North America. Thanks for putting me in my ear, in your ear, and we'll see you next year. Bye-bye, everybody.